We're talking with Samuel Rose, who is a candidate in the May 18th election for the Schenectady School Board. He has been endorsed both by the Upper Hudson Green Party and the Capital District Socialist Party. So, Sam, why don't we just talk off just briefly about, you know, why did you decide to run for the school board?
Thanks, Mark, for having me. Yeah, in terms of why I wanted to run, I have been a lifelong resident of the city of Schenectady. I have been interested in educational issues for a while now, being someone that, you know, first went through the school system here in Schenectady. I graduated from Schenectady High School in 2006. And then, I mean, through my college and graduate school career, and now I work at the New York State Education Department, I was interested in a way of kind of injecting people's politics into the city of Schenectady. I've been frustrated in the past few years about how Democrat-centered, you know, politics in Schenectady has become, and how it's really been dominated more by business interests and, you know, closed backroom deals than it is by like the wishes and interests of the people themselves. So the main thrust of why I ran last year in 2020 and why I'm running again this year was to kind of really try to return a people's agenda to Schenectady politics, and in particular to public education here in Schenectady with the school board.
Now, one of the issues on your website is the need for accountability and transparency. And I know the one issue that's gotten a lot of attention is that the previous school superintendent had resigned on the somewhat controversial, I guess, or unclear situations. And then they went through the process of hiring somebody and that then fell apart. So, you know, what's your perspective on how this school superintendent process should work?
Yeah, so just some more background on that. Superintendent Larry Spring, who at the time was one of the highest paid superintendents in all of New York State, resigned following a non-disclosure agreement with the school board back in March 2020. I was critical of that at the time because of my focus on, you know, accountability and transparency to the public. We find out in May 2020 that was essentially covering up complaints and an investigation into harassment allegations against Larry Spring, and that, you know, like I said, he resigned and the non-disclosure agreement was to cover that up. So I thought the district's handling of that entire process was incorrect, and that should have been a much more democratic process that provided information to the public while also respecting the rights and privacy of everyone, of all the sides involved in that. But then going forward now with the candidate search, there was debate around last year's campaign among the various candidates as to whether there should be a more closed or more open search process. And what we mean by closed or open here is involved. It means the level of community engagement and the level of involvement by the public, and the level of information that the public has about the candidates themselves. A fully closed process is, you know, entirely the public doesn't know anything until a candidate is announced, until, you know, the future superintendent would be announced. Whereas a more open process involves public forums, you know, questions by the community and by the various stakeholder groups, you know, of the finalists. And basically pushing the finalists having the finalists make a case directly to the people of the city themselves as to why they should lead the school district. I favor a much more open search process. The existing school board and both of the two candidates that I'm running against this year in 2021 favor a much more closed process. And the board actually just announced in their most recent meeting that they're going back for the second time, they're going back toward an even more closed search process. So they've learned all the wrong lessons of this most recent failure, which I should say, in terms of this most recent search process, they had, I think, two or three finalists announced, or they had announced that they had two or three finalists back in December. Those other finalists drop out. So there was only one person remaining. That got the name of that person got leaked to the Times Union. And there was great dissatisfaction between the various stakeholder groups, unions, the NAACP, et cetera, about, you know, the lack of transparency in that process and really the tokenistic role that they were given at the end, you know, in that process.
Okay.
And that was, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully try to get two more questions in, because running out of time. Okay. What has been your concerns about the reopening of the schools during COVID?
There's been this kind of push nationwide to reopen schools. And the problem with this is that there's no real data to actually support this idea that schools can be safely reopened without mass vaccination. Basically, my position on this matter is just, as I said, there is no safe way to reopen schools without mass vaccination of the public and the full vaccination of all district employees. And especially where we are at the end of this school district, I'm sorry, not at the end of this school year, and with the vaccine just being opened up to the general public recently, there's really no way to achieve a critical mass of vaccinated people this school year in order to safely reopen schools. So the focus should be on vaccinating, you know, the public this spring and summer in order to produce the social conditions that allow for a safe reopening of schools for the 2021 and 2022 school year. And with that, I just want to emphasize again, there is no real data to support reopening schools now. And there's no infrastructure in place across the state, and in particular in Schenectady School District, to support that. Most school districts in the state do not do any COVID testing at all of employees or students, and they are reluctant to put any money toward that at all. But that infrastructure is necessary even to know whether the existing hybrid programs are safe to continue. Because okay. As I said, there is no data on this.
Let's get another question in. You know, one of the proposals recently has been to, I guess, create another or a charter school in Schenectady. What is your position on that?
I categorically oppose charter schools in all cases, but in particular here also in First Schenectady. Charter schools are essentially a grift against the public. They are a private business operated entirely or almost entirely at public expense and without any accountability to the public themselves, either directly to the people or via the elected school board of the district that is hosting the charter school. So, as I said, they're entirely privately operating business that is almost entirely publicly funded. So that's a kind of categorical rejection of them. And charter schools, broadly speaking, I mean, we've had decades of data on this, and charter schools do not improve the educational outcomes of students. They can essentially cherry pick and filter the students that they allow and maintain throughout the schools. But even with that, on average, charter schools do not outperform traditional schools in educational outcomes. So on the levels of being, as I said, unaccountable and essentially a failed program in terms of the failure rate of charter schools is also off the charts. I mean, majority of charter schools fail within, I think, the first 10 or 15 years of their existence. So they're a thoroughly failed experiment that Schenectady has actually seen the failure of, because we had a charter school that closed, I believe, in 2009 or 2010. So this kind of desire to return to this kind of failed experiment is just wrong on many levels.
We've been talking with Sam Rose, a candidate for the Schenectady School Board. Sam, very quickly, do you have a website or Facebook people can look you up?
Yep. If anyone wants to contact the campaign, they can email me at votesamuelrose@gmail.com. And the campaign page is on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/VoteSamuelRose.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.